joining me on in KRDO's afternoon news studio. It's a rare visit with Mr. Harrison, Scott Harrison, who is covering the story of today about our mayor having submitted his budget for 2021. And I think the story is in what he's asking for, Scott.
Well, also the story is that despite all of the financial impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, the budget for next year is going to be in pretty good shape. In fact, the mayor is projecting a budget increase of about 5.3% next year, about $349 million total. And so how the mayor was able to come up with these figures is by making cutbacks, by having first a hiring freeze and then a delay, a four-month delay on hiring that's still in effect right now. By doing all those things, the city was able to save about $20 million. And then the city got about $37 million from the federal government, from the CARES Act, the COVID-19 relief funding. So being able to add all those together, they can kind of carry that into next year, 2021. And that's why 2021 looks so good. So that's pretty good. Now, as you said, the surprise is what he's asking for with mainly the public safety positions, the police department, the fire department, emergency managers. But that's because they're a big priority of the budget because there are so many people who work in those departments. That's about two-thirds of the total budget expenditures that go into those departments. So the mayor said what he wanted to do in putting together next year's budget is to focus on the priorities that have already been established in the strategic plan. And one of those things is public safety, police department, fire department. They're going to hire 10 new police officers, 8 new firefighters. And so that definitely is a priority. Also, infrastructure, he wants to keep going with infrastructure, things like that. So the budget is looking a lot better than a lot of people thought that it would. Now, the mayor also cautioned that this optimistic outlook for the budget next year depends on whether this COVID-19 pandemic starts to improve a little bit and it goes on an upward trend. If it's holding steady and it gets worse, then all bets are off and there are going to have to be more cutbacks. But in the midst of all these cutbacks for this year, the mayor was able to avoid, or the city, I should say, was able to avoid layoffs and furloughs for employees. No raises this year for anybody, but at least everybody was able to keep their jobs. And they're hoping that's going to be the case again next year.
Scott, when is your story airing today?
We did a shorter version at 5, and the full version's coming up here at 6.
And we'll be able to see that and all of its detail and the video later on tonight on KRDO News Channel 13's website, krdo.com.
It'll be there.
Scott Harrison, a real privilege to have you in today. Thank you for adding all that detail and background information. Be sure to tune in, KRDO News Channel 13, 6 o'clock, for Scott Harrison's report on this story. Thanks, Scott.